I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today, Dee Wallace, originally from Kansas City, Kansas, has worked as an author, teacher, dancer, and actress in film, television, and stage for over 40 years. Her career began in New York, where she studied with famous acting legend Uta Hagen before moving to Los Angeles, where she found her mentor, Charles Conrad. With over 150 credits to her name, Ms. Wallace is a true tour de force in the industry, working with countless producers and directors and some of Hollywood's biggest names, including Steven Spielberg, Peter Jackson, Wes Craven, Joe Dante, Louis Teig, Stephen King, Blake Edwards, and Rob Zombie. Her many film credits include The Hills Have Eyes, The Howling, Cujo, Secret Admirer, The Frighteners, and of course her role as Mary in Steven Spielberg's E.T. The Extraterrestrial. Ms. Wallace completed 3 film releases in 2015, False Memory Syndrome, Zombie Killer, Elephant Graveyard, and Flowers in December. Ms. Wallace has starred in over 20 movies of the week and 4 hit television series. Other credits include Grey's Anatomy, Switched at Birth, My Name is Earl, The Officer, Law and Order LA, and Criminal Minds. She is recurring at present on Grimm's for NBC and The Whisperer for ABC. Ms. Wallace is also starring in Amazon's new series, Just Add Magic, now playing. Dee's important message to the world is love yourself beyond anyone or anything else. Love yourself so much that you cannot do anything that doesn't make you love yourself more. Dee began her channeled healing work over 20 years ago when she dropped to her knees after her husband's sudden death and asked for a way we could heal ourselves. Seconds later, she received her first message, "Use the light within you to heal yourself." She has passionately been teaching the art of self-creation ever since. Dee has authored 5 books on the subjects of self-creation: Conscious Creation, The Big E, Bright Light, Getting Stuff, and Wake Up Now. She conducts a live call-in internet radio show every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and offers monthly webinars on a variety of creation subjects. Dee conducts private sessions from her home in Woodland Hills via phone and in person. As a much sought-after speaker, Dee has spoken at numerous national and international venues, including the Love and Harmony Forum in Japan, the Dylan Lecture Series, Unity Temple, the Kansas Film Commission, and this spring has been invited to introduce the valuable work to the people of China. Dee has appeared on every major news and talk show and has been featured on E!, 2 Hollywood Stories, Oprah, and The O'Reilly Factor. Recently, she introduced the most powerful little bear on the planet, Bupalapalu, who is a powerful little friend that teaches your child the first steps of truly loving themselves, which is the core of all high self-esteem and the cornerstone of a successful life. She will speak more on this today. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show again, Dee, and I look forward to hearing about Bupalapalu. Did I get it right?
Almost. Bupalapalu. Bupalapalu. Say it with me now. Bupalapalu.
Bupalapalu.
That's it. We call him Bupa for short, so the rest of the interview we can call him Bupa.
Good. Now, I want to say for the listeners that they probably know you best as the mother in the movie E.T., but your publicist told me several years ago that you were the most prolific actress in Hollywood and the one who was never out of work. And I recently read that you have over 150 credits in movies and television since the 70s, and that you had 3 movie previews last year, and that you have a television show, I think, that's starting tonight, and another one.
Actually, it premiered last Friday on Amazon Prime. And it's a beautiful little show called Just Add Magic. It's a great family show, a great thing you can sit down and watch with the entire family. Nice messages for our young people. I've graduated from moms to grandmas in this series, but I'm very happy to be involved with it. So, Amazon Prime, it's the way everything's going, Netflix and Amazon, and you can sit down and binge watch the whole season together with your kids. It's really nice. So go get that little app.
Now, didn't you have another one that's starting tonight?
Well, I have a guest star on Supernatural that will air tonight, the 27th, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's a guest star. Good.
Uh-huh.
Great. Good.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. I play this very sexy senior citizen who comes on to one of the boys. So it's a lot of, we had a lot of fun. There's of course the supernatural element that's thrown in there too, which is a great ride. Boy, I just had a lot of fun with those, I call them kids, they're not kids, with those boys up there. Sweet, sweet, lovely crew, just a real family up there. So. Hi to everybody up there in Vancouver.
Well, I wanted to mention, too, that during your lifetime, you have not been just an actress, but you were in ballet, you're a radio host, you've been a teacher for many, many years, you've been a healer, you've been an author of 5 books, now you're an inventor, and it just goes on and on and on, Dee. So I think it's really great that you're involved in so many things and brought so much joy to people.
It keeps you young, right, Carl?
Yes, it does, right.
You know that.
Right.
The more you do and the passionate you are about it, the younger you stay. Because you want to get up every day and you want to go, wow, I want to tackle that today and I get this out today. And yeah, and I kind of look at that. I mean, my typical day is getting up, maybe doing a couple of interviews with beautiful people like you. I usually do 4 or 5 private intuitive life coaching sessions a day. I often have an audition thrown in there. And then sometimes I have to cancel everything so I can go shoot. And then there's my latest passion, which is my little Bupalopaloo. And it really came out of my teaching and my life coaching. After doing this for 25, 30 years, I wanted to really hone in on what was it? Why can't we, if we want to make more money, if we want to build our website, if we want to go back to the gym, if we want to, you know, find that special relationship, if we all really want to do those things, what is it that's keeping us, stopping us, blocking us from doing it? And always it would come back to, I don't love who I am, I don't appreciate who I am, I don't value who I am, and therefore I can't take me out into the world in a bigger way. At the same time, I happened, I mean, I think that if you just get out of the way, the world will take you where you're supposed to go. But I happened to get involved in brain study and having a lot of brain experts and reading Bruce Lipton's books. And it was amazing to me as a mother to find out that the way a child sees himself in the world and how the world sees him, his value, is in place pretty much by 18 months of age. My jaw dropped. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that most of us have created our self-worth in the world and our perception of it before we even have language to define it,
mm-hmm.
to explain it. And so we get to 20 and 30, and we're sitting in the therapist's office going, I don't know why. I don't even know if I can explain it to you. I just know this is the pattern in my life that keeps showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so our brains are literally pretty much in place by the time we're 4 to 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
completely.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we are not taught, and most of us, we're taught the opposite of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are taught, sit down, shut up, be quiet, do what I tell you, and then people will like who you are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or we're taught the only way you can love yourself or that I'll love you is if you get good grades, if you do well in this class, if you're the best in baseball, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taught to love ourselves by what we do, not for just who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I set out to change that. And the only way you can change that from the beginning is to start with the child's brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I created a little teddy bear because the teddy bear is the universal toy that has never gone out of style, that kids buy and parents buy every year. And we put 14 really empowering statements in this little bear. So the child pushes the paw, and the bear says, for example, I love me. And the child then says it back to the bear, I love me. And the child pushes the paw again and says, I love my body. And the child says, I love my body. So it's teaching the child the most important aspects of creating a brain synapse, which creates a true knowing within us, is, you know, you match it with an emotion. In Bubba's case, they're having fun and practicing love with a best friend. Repetition and strong first-person statements. We may call those affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
The reason affirmations don't work for most of us when we grow up is that we're trying to change something negatively that we don't like about ourselves. Bubba just allows them to make these first-person statements when they still feel empowered about themselves in a really strong repetition pattern,
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So the other paw we made so that the grandparent or the parent or the child itself can install whatever statement they want. And, you know, we were at Toy Fair last year, and a little boy said, oh, his mom was a buyer. And he said, Mommy, I want to put in my own statement, right? So he recorded, I used to be afraid to go to sleep at night, but now I'm brave. And he looked up at me with these shiny little eyes, and he said, this is going to help me so much, Dee. I'm going to help myself be brave. And I thought, right there is the example of why I created this little bear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's great for grandparents and parents. If you want to give your kid a Valentine gift coming up that's really going to change all of their lives, this is a great little bear to get. And
mm-hmm.
they can just go to bubbabear.com and get all the information. There's a great video that explains about the brain, and if you're interested in that. I mean, the child thinks they're just playing with a toy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's my big passion, and I already had 3 meetings about it this morning. We also have a nonprofit arm for the company, you know, in case you just want to make a tax-deductible mm-hmm. donation for the bear, you can do that. We just sent 100 bears to First Five California, which you've seen the ads if you live in California. Talk to your child, read to your child. you know, the first 5 years are so important. And they called me, Carl, and they said, oh, my God, Dee, we are so excited. We've never seen a toy that incorporates what we know is so important mm-hmm. about brain and the first 5 years of life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting it out in that way, too, to a lot of children and organizations, you know, that are challenged some way in life where this self-love for themselves is even going to be harder for them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of ways to participate. It's really a movement, Carl. It's the I Love Me mm-hmm. movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, if you love yourself in the highest way and honor yourself in the highest way, you will look at all other people with love and honor.
Right.
And the world will change.
Right.
One bear at a time, the world right. will change.
Well, it's so needed because there is so much divisiveness, so much hate, so much nonsense crime, you know, like these school murders and all. You know,
yeah.
there's just so much that indicate, because unless you love yourself, you can't love someone else. And so
exactly.
there's such a need for this. And you're right, it has to start early in life. I'm more encouraged than I was 30 years ago, but there's still a long way to go. I think there have been some people that have tried to help in this area, like Louise Hay, and you mentioned
absolutely.
Affirmations. And I think because of her sad background and her abuse and all, she was able to come up with affirmations that people could use. And what she had them do, I think, if I remember right, was to look in the mirror and to say, I love you just the way you are, and some of these things to help make you love yourself. And so there have been people that have done it, but I don't think anyone has done it at an early age where it should have been started.
Well, it has to start at an early age if you aren't going to have to reprogram yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, and the bear is helping a lot of adults. I have a lot of clients that have purchased them for themselves
mm-hmm.
because it helps bring you back into balance.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, when we're 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, we're into reprogramming our brain,
mm-hmm.
which is totally possible and easy to do. It's just a redirection of it. But you know, you're kind of fighting years of those experiences
mm-hmm.
where you didn't
mm-hmm.
love yourself and life looked like it didn't love you back
mm-hmm.
when it was really coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can start at an early age with our children, I know one of the books that really affected me when my daughter was born was a book called Your Child's Self-Esteem
mm-hmm.
by Dorothy Corkville Briggs. And she made so many good points about, you know, if your best friends come over for dinner and they spill their wine, it's, oh, don't worry about it. You know, it'll come out. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you clean it up. Your kid spills their milk at the table and they're stupid and clumsy. And,
right, right.
You know, why didn't you watch what you were doing? And it goes back to that self-respect, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if we don't have love as our core, it's very difficult to find that natural respect for other people.
Right.
And also then when the world comes along and challenges you and some bully comes into your life, whether it's your boss now or the kid on the playground, if you have that core within you that says, I love me and I'm awesome, and somebody comes in and threatens that, you don't go in to reaction in the same way. Or if you go into reaction, you can step back and go, no, you know, I don't believe this.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're saying is not true about me. I know how special I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're not going to have all these angry, angry people that need to go in and show that they're powerful because they don't know that they're powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to show you I'm powerful by, shooting up a theater. I'm going to show you I'm powerful by knocking you down on the playground, because I don't know the power of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to show myself by dominating you, mm-hmm. you know.
Dee, where did you come up with the name?
Oh, that's a funny question. All right. Well, originally I wanted to name it the I Love Me Bear,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and we could not get the trademark. And then we went to My Selfie, because it's all about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we thought we were going to be able to hold on to that one. But no, after many months in the trademark world, we could not get the okay on that. And we went through so many names, Carl, I can't mm-hmm. even begin mm-hmm. to tell you how many.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got sick of it. And one day we were all brainstorming, my team and I, and we said, you know, kids love nonsensical names. Mm-hmm. And there were two or three toys out that were very hard to say and didn't make any sense, but the kids loved them. And, you know, words like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Mm-hmm. And I remember on Sesame Street, there was Snuffleupolis, mm-hmm. right, was mm-hmm. one of Gabby's favorites. So I said, you know, I'm going to make up a nonsensical name that's just fun to say. And the first thing I heard was Bubbleopaloo. And that's what we stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a whole song that we just wrote teaching kids how to say the name. There's already a song that's recorded that's just wonderful. There's a book that I've written that the illustrations are almost finished. And, you know, again, I just see it as a whole movement.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Berenstain Bears, I want to spring it off into a cartoon show, a teaching show
mm-hmm.
about loving yourself and how to make those decisions and that it's okay and how to celebrate who you are. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a mission. And I don't think it's by mistake that I start in a little film called E.T.,
mm-hmm.
which has really got very much the same message. Keep your heart open.
Right.
Trust
right.
the world to help you get back home, but you got to get back home to the home of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, otherwise you're lost.
I was at an estate sale probably 3 months ago, and they had a DVD of E.T., so it'd been a long time since I'd seen it, so I came home and watched it, and I was impressed all over again.
I know. It's a beautiful, beautiful, everlasting, going to mm-hmm. be our Wizard of Oz forever,
mm-hmm.
you know. And hallelujah that it's a film like that. When I go to some of these signing shows, I'll have a 4-year-old and a 90-year-old at my table within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many generations of fans I have from that movie.
And I look forward to when this really happens, not just in the movies.
Well, I think, you know, we're becoming more and more conscious all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This conscious thinking is becoming more of the forefront in our society.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly see that we're becoming more accepting and open. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
10 years ago, the thought of gay individuals mm-hmm. Being able to marry
mm-hmm.
and share a life together
right.
was
right.
It was so foreign, we didn't even talk about it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'm concerned about all the racism that's coming up in our
right.
country
right.
again.
Right.
And I truly wonder at times, Carl, if we're not being infiltrated from within, and this is just another way of creating terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's becoming more and more and more a divide
right.
in this country.
Right.
That we had been making a lot of love progress on
mm-hmm.
for years. So it doesn't quite make sense to me, all this upheaval about, and I'm not saying either side doesn't have
right.
points that need to be made and addressed, but being against each other, like anything, being against each other is not going to bring about a resolve of any of our problems. Just like being against ourselves. If there's part of you that's saying, yeah, go out and be a big shot and make a lot of money, it's okay, you can still keep your integrity. And the other side of you is going, no, you were taught when you were a little girl, you don't need more than you need, and you shouldn't be big, and you just keep yourself small, but be a good person. If both those things are going on mm-hmm. within you, you're mm-hmm. fighting yourself.
Right.
And therefore, you can't exponentially move forward in the way that you want to.
But isn't there often a lot of opposition just before there's a major change?
Yes, because the fight comes up. The mm-hmm. old tapes, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. old fears, the mm-hmm. old belief systems come mm-hmm. up, and we have to push through them. And what happens is that even though it's happening within us, it appears that the world is coming forward, going, you sure you want to do this? Mm-hmm. Are you sure you want to do this? Maybe I should put some blocks in your way so you can be really sure you want to do this. But really, it's being created because our brains are looking for reasons out there in the world to match what we were taught when we were little.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we hone in on, oh my gosh, they're not going to like me. This guy's not my person in my family doesn't want me to do this. Oh, well, see, the money just dropped out. See, my mom was right. Until we recreate how our brain sees the world, we're going to keep seeing the same world that we were taught to see, and it doesn't have to be your reality mm-hmm. at all.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But don't you think that there is more positive in the world than there was, say, 20 years ago?
Absolutely.
Even despite all of the negativity that is in the forefront right now. And I think that the politics seems to be bringing a lot of that to the forefront. You know, maybe...
Well, yes, in the press.
Right, right. Yeah, the press,
and,
very definitely.
There was a really interesting article on the internet about a month ago, and it was all about we're actually living in some of the safest times we've ever lived in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what everybody's impression is, because the press, And what's put out to the general public, we're not mm-hmm. being given the true facts. We're being manipulated with fear.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I want to come forward, this is one of my bandwagons here, especially the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I go all over the world to shoot, Carl,
mm-hmm.
and we are the only country that is inundated with all these messages of sickness and all this, the chemical drugs mm-hmm. that you need to take, you need to take, you need to take, go get it now, go ask your doctor now, you need, that's hypnotism.
Right.
And if you're not very conscious when you're watching those ads, I don't mean to run away and mm-hmm. bury your head in the sand. I mean, look at those ads and go, you know, I'm in great health. I'm the creation of my health. I'm not buying into these messages, and I'm going to be focused on loving myself and creating a healthy body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but most people, they think they tune out during the commercials,
mm-hmm.
but you don't. You're sitting there, and your subconscious is hearing the words of how you're going to get sick and all the symptoms that you probably have to prove this to yourself,
mm-hmm.
while they're being matched with loving, beautiful, sweet pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Your subconscious is going, oh, sickness equals love then. I better get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree with you
mm-hmm.
that we are living in safer
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and more positive times than we have ever lived in before. But I guarantee you that there are many of your listeners out there going, what, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are not focused on those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're focused on the things that are giving them fear right now.
Right.
So their reality is that they're living in a dangerous world.
Mm-hmm. And see, I don't watch television. I haven't for years. I might turn it on. I have a little one in the kitchen. That's the only television I have. And when I have free time, I watch a movie from the 40s, 50s, maybe
the
60s. Well,
that's why you look so darn good and you're so darn happy.
But the other thing is I see fear as the opposite of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that fear is unnecessary, you know, because I think, it goes back to what you believe, and I believe that we're here to learn, that we have lessons, and the lesson, as you have nicely put it and have invented a toy to bring it about, is that we should love one another and have faith in something beyond ourselves and to help others as much as we can. And I think that this shows in our health. I was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation 2 years ago, and my doctor told me recently that when I was first diagnosed, that my upper chamber in my heart was very dilated. But she said they did ultrasound recently, and it has gone back to the normal size. She says, mm-hmm. I have never seen that before. I've never heard of it. But she said, keep doing what you're doing. And I said, well, I think it's because I have a strong faith. I try to help other people as much as I can. And I've gone on a vegan diet. And I think also your mind, if your mind says you're going to do this, that helps a lot too.
Oh, absolutely, because we all know, as you believe, mm-hmm. it's delivered to you.
Mm-hmm.
So your beliefs create your life. If you want to change something in your life, look at what you believe about the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, again, in this country, as soon as we turn 50, we're taught that we're starting to get old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we buy it.
Right.
And if you buy it, you create a belief around it. And then you start creating the reality of it in your life. The cells mm-hmm. in your body mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. will follow your thoughts and your beliefs mm-hmm. as much as the money you're creating in your life.
See, I don't believe that in my own personal life because my brother just died last year. He was 91. My sister is very healthy. She goes to the chiropractor once a month. And she has a thyroid problem, but that's it. But she's 88.
Wow.
She has no other problems. Then I have a sister a year younger than me. She's in excellent health. I've got a sister a few years younger than me. She's in excellent health. So I have not had experience in my family or with close relatives where they have had major illnesses. So I don't expect, you know, to have any major
right, and
problems.
there's the important word. You don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, the trick for a lot of your listeners out there, for all of us,
mm-hmm.
is that if you do have challenges in your family, and you have seen that people have died early in your family, do you create your belief then that that's going to happen to you, or do you create the belief, you know,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't have to happen to me. I'm going to be open to living a long and healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that genetics
mm-hmm.
is mm-hmm. more an idea that we've all agreed to share than it is biological. And all
right.
of the work they're doing around epigenetics
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and Bruce Lipton's work is proving that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right.
Your
right.
thoughts, your cells will respond to your thoughts and your beliefs and your emotions.
Mm-hmm. And see, when I had lung cancer 41 years ago and was given 6 months to live, I changed and found a naturopathic doctor who told me the natural things to take, but he didn't say anything about the mental, spiritual, but I added things like prayer, meditation, affirmation, visualization.
Yeah, so important.
You know, all the things that would help. And so that was when I became sold on a holistic approach. And I'm sure that you see that variation in your healing work. You
all
know,
the time.
There are people who use a holistic approach, and there's others who just want the quick fix and get it over.
And you know, and then there's others who have been smoking and drinking all their life, but they don't have any beliefs that that's going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, 90 and still smoking a pack of cigarettes. So, you know, putting the picture, the formula, if you will, I think it's different for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but I know the core of it is really, am I going to love myself to support myself with powerful thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever those thoughts are for me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever works for me, because one life doesn't fit all,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right. Well, I also think that we have lessons to learn and that we come here to learn, and that, you know, one of my lessons was to experience cancer. And I think that the reason that I had this experience was so that I could offer encouragement to other people now, so they could see you can use a natural approach. And that when the doctor says you got 6 months to live, that doesn't mean anything. That you can live 41 years more and be in great health without having to use the strong drugs and all that are used by traditional medicine.
Yeah, so maybe your purpose, Carl, was to be a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when we want or are supposed to be a great teacher on this plane in this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
the experiences we go through
mm-hmm.
help create us as a more empathic
mm-hmm.
Teacher with wisdom, because we've walked through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that when I deal with people with suicides and stuff, I'm very powerful at helping them get through that, because I lived through that. My
mm-hmm.
father committed suicide.
Oh.
And I can tell you that the one thing that people fall into is, now I'm a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is my story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor me, my father committed suicide, which is the worst thing you can do for
right.
you.
Right, right.
If you really love yourself, you go, okay, I'm going to grieve. This sucks. Wish this hadn't happened in my life. And it did. And now I'm going to bring myself back into empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go create me as the happiest, most successful person I can be.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you also have a loss when you had your spiritual transformation?
Yeah, my husband died at 55.
I thought that. Yeah.
And we'd been together 18 years. And I fell to my knees and said, I don't want to be this way. I don't want to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a victim. I want my light back, and I want a way we can heal ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, you know, ask and you receive. So the first message I got seconds later was, use the light within yourself to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of kind of knew what that meant. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I knew that we all had a light within us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be told that when I was little, you're such a bright light, which is why I wrote one of my books, is
mm-hmm.
entitled Bright Light,
mm-hmm.
because we all come in as a bright light.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, every day, I expand my knowing and my understanding of how to take that light and direct it and work with it so that you create what you want on this plane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you've had some experiences that have made you I was going to say better person. That's a judgment that I don't like to make judgments, but that's what I'm trying to say, that you're more able to help your fellow man as a result of the experiences that you've had.
Absolutely. Because I have an understanding of it, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
just like a math teacher is the best person to help you
mm-hmm.
understand math. I've had a lot of life experiences, harmful ones, good ones. I've been rich, I've been poor, I've been used, I've, you know, and inevitably, I'm just the kind of person that bounces back, picks herself up, and says, I'm not going to let that define me. I'm going to define me, and I'm going to move on. And if there's a message that I think is the most important message to put out is that you are always in charge and in control of what you do with you. Nobody else can create you, but you and God, you and the creative force, you and the force. And so you better get busy not blaming somebody else and not waiting for anybody else, including God. Because God helps him who helps himself. So you've got to make the decisions. You've got to make the choices. You've got to take some actions. And then the creation of all creation comes and partners with you and creates with you. And then there's no stopping you.
Right. And you mentioned that people are more conscious.
Yes, I believe people are more conscious. Right. Have to be because of all the mechanical age that we're in and the technological age that we're in. We know something within instance, and that's good and it's bad, depending on where you choose to put your focus. Because what you hold your focus on ultimately is the creation of you, and that's ultimately the creation of our world.
And do you think that we're moving to a world that will be without illness, without dark forces, without the negativity that we currently have?
I think at this point in time, we're moving toward both worlds at the same time.
Do you?
And depending on the 100th monkey, which is scientific way of describing the majority of energy, when the majority of energy comes together and says, I'm going to focus on the light, I'm going to focus on love, I'm going to believe that this is what our world is creating, then our world creates the world of the light. But it's up to us. That's how much our self-responsibility, that's how important it is.
I think that's why so many people were disappointed in 2012 when they thought that they were going to wake up one morning and we would be in that world, and they didn't realize that it's up to us to make that world come about.
Well, even I would take it even further and say it's up to us to live in that world right now in this moment. I'm not sure that world is a physical place. I think it's an energetic place, and you can choose to live in heaven or hell right now. And according to that choice and how many people make that choice, that creates that world. And then we have it here. We don't have to go someplace else for it.
Oh, so you think it's individual, not necessarily a group thing.
Well, the individuals make up the group, Carl.
Yeah, they do.
So if there's only 10 people in the world, and 5 people are looking at the dark, and 5 people are looking at the light, we have a standoff, don't we? But as soon as 6 people say, I'm looking at the light, the majority of the energy takes over, and then it affects the other 4 people, and they come to the light, too.
Good.
That's the way energy works. That's a scientific principle.
Good, good. I look forward to that.
Well, I think you and I are doing a good job at creating it right now. And I invite all of your listeners to get on the light bandwagon and really start being happier, choose to be happier, whatever that means to you, whatever it takes. Choose to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself for whatever you think you have to forgive yourself for. And start looking at a world of all possibilities for good.
Great. I don't think we could say much more than that, Dee.
I don't either, baby.
So I think maybe if we could have your websites and all again.
Yes, my personal website is imdeewallace.com. And if you would like to check out my beautiful little bear, it's Bupa, B-U-P-P-A, BupaBear.com.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about your healing?
Yes, you've heard a lot of the principles of my healing work. There's a lot of free things. If you want to go on my site and download the gift, it will tell you a lot of the premise of my work. I have a free call-in radio show that you can call in about any subject and get guidance from. I'm a clairaudient channel. That's Sundays at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I have 5 books out. You can find them all on Amazon or my website if you would like me to personalize them to you. And I'm just kind of all over the place. Go on YouTube, man. There's a lot of my stuff on YouTube there. So,
as I say, it goes back to what Harlan said. You were prolific and never without work.
Well,
and I bet you
I believe I was given this passion for self-love because I'm supposed to get it out to the world. It's changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed my body. It's changed my health. It's changed my finances. It's changed my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It works, guys. It works.
Mm-hmm.
You got nothing to lose if you're not happy with where you're at. Try loving yourself more and see how magical your life can shift, really.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Dee. This has been very interesting, and I appreciate it very, very much.
It's been my great joy, Carl. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Dee.
Much love to you all.
And
bye-bye.
You too. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show, and I hope some of the information will be useful to you. I invite you to my websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all shows for the past 7 years under the blog. You will also find much of the research on natural ways to deal with cancer and other health conditions, and can sign up for my free monthly newsletter. On my website, beatlungcancer.net, you will find many of the 135 interviews from radio and television over the past 2 years about my book on treating lung cancer naturally and holistically when I was diagnosed 41 years ago next month and given 6 months to live by traditional medicine who offered chemo and surgery. This book was published in November 2012 and was a bestseller on Amazon. You will find endorsements of the book, a place to buy the book, and an earlier one from 2007 titled Healthy Holistic Aging, A Blueprint for Success. On my third website, you will find information on the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation, begun last year and currently in the phase of completing the website. This site is at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com. Information on how the foundation differs from others, board members, research on holistic natural ways to deal with cancer, including mental and spiritual interventions, interviews with cancer physicians and survivors, and more. If you would like to donate to the work I am supporting, there is a tab to donate, and I can offer you a tax exemption receipt if living in the United States. I also invite you to join me on Facebook at my Facebook page, facebook.com/Carl Helvey. On my Holistic Health Show page at www.facebook.com/pages/Holistic Health Show, and the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation page at www.facebook.com/beatlungcancernaturalalternative. On LinkedIn, I invite you to join me under my name, Dr. Carl O'Helvey. On Twitter, I invite you to join me at www.twitter.com/HolistHealthShow, HolistHealthShow. I wish you a great week, and I look forward to having you here in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.